We've been practicing with paying attention to the sensations of breathing, any compelling body sensations, any compelling emotions, any compelling thoughts. These are the objects of the mind, the things that tend to show up when we pay attention, the objects that come and go. We can also turn the attention to notice the mind itself, to the background in which all these objects arise. We might notice the quality of the mind. Is the mind expanded? Does it feel spacious? Does it feel contracted? Does it feel sharp and clear? Does it feel fuzzy? Tense or relaxed? Tired or alert? So we can turn our attention to actually the background in which everything arises. Thoughts can be quite fleeting unless you create a story out of them. Emotions tend to last a little bit longer. They're kind of like a wave that rises, crests, and falls. The states of mind can be longer lasting and they're more pervasive. For example, we might be in a very spacious space, the mind feels very spacious, and suddenly the leaf blower goes outside, and maybe we have a moment of irritation, an emotion, an irritation, and it comes and goes, but the mind still can be spacious and stay spacious. Or we might be in a very irritable state of mind, just kind of a general irritable mood. And a dog comes up to us and wants to be petted. And in that moment, you know, of petting it, you know, maybe really warm, a wonderful warm feeling of affection arises. And goes away, and then maybe we're back in, you know, that irritable mood lasts, continues. Those states of mind can significantly color our experience. The same thing that happens to us with an irritable mind looks very different than when it happens with a really spacious mind. When somebody does something that we don't like, in one hand we might think of it as funny, on the other hand we might be very judgmental. Some mental states are kind of chronic or recurring. We may have like an aversive attitude so that we're always on the lookout for what's wrong to push against. So taking a look and seeing these, the background of our mind can be really helpful in being able to see clearly. So we're not always looking through a colored lens that affects how we see reality. And regardless of what the mind state is, if it feels like an unpleasant mind state, an undesirable mind state, we can open to that and we can relax into that and accept that and be compassionate towards ourselves. And if we have a spacious mind state, an open mind state, we can appreciate that. So as we bring our attention to the breath, feeling the sensations, feeling the rhythm of the breath, we can open our field of attention to being alert to any compelling physical sensations, any compelling emotions, any compelling thoughts that arise. If nothing compelling arises, the mind can return to the breath. The awareness can be brought back to the breath. But we can now turn our attention to the quality of the mind itself. How does that mind feel? What is the sense of that? The background of the mind. If there's any tension in the mind, can we soften it? Can we relax it? It doesn't have to go away. We can just allow it and relax into it. when it feels appropriate to you. You can bring the attention back to the breath. Keeping the breath in the foreground. With your peripheral awareness, you can be aware of the spaciousness that's all around. Imagine that you have a really close friend and they just came back from an amazing backpacking experience that was transformative. They feel it changed their lives and they just can't wait to tell you all about it. And so you make them a really nice meal after all that camping and, you know, bring them to your home and in a quiet room, you know, you listen to them tell you about it and you maybe share their joy and enthusiasm and feel very intimate and close to them. Now imagine that instead you take them to one of those really busy restaurants and it's really loud and noisy and you kind of have to talk really loud to be heard. And they tell you the same thing. How would you receive it? How would you perceive it? Wouldn't feel as intimate, wouldn't feel as close. So in the same way, our mind states, the quality of our mind affects how we perceive our experience. So if a friend comes, you know, tells you something pretty neutral and your mind is agitated, you know, you might hear it a little bit different than if you're in a very compassionate, loving space. The same experience would be colored quite differently. So it can be really helpful to really notice these mind states. You know, I've spent a lot of time thinking I'm watching my breath and really paying attention where my mind was just aversive to the quality of my breath. It just, you know, my mind was just, you know, the breath is wrong. It's not the way I like it. You know, it's just this quality of that. And I, you know, and I've spent like hours watching it with that attitude. And, you know, when I finally noticed, you know, it, and it's not necessarily that you can, you know, turn a light switch and make the aversive state go away. Sometimes it's such a deep habitual state in us, but we can soften it. Maybe we can let it go. Just by being alert of it, we begin to transform it. I like to Ajahn Sumedho says this beautifully. He says, the spacious mind has room for everything. It's never harmed by what goes in and out of the room. So even a mind that's, the quality of the mind is agitated, or it's sad, or it's, you know, the thousands of things we might not prefer in the quality of our mind, it's dull or tired or all those different things that we can experience. Even then, you know, just by being alert to it, you know, and saying, okay, and allowing it, yes. Yes, this is the field that I'm in. That alone gives it space. We just continue to give space and room for whatever our experience might be. And when our experience is spacious and large and free, you know, we can appreciate that, recognize it and see it. So thank you.